This is Silent Lone Wolf of the BlowTopSecret.com podcast, in reply to Thomas Crowns, who are you and what do you want? I am a fisheries and wildlife major at Michigan State University. I am also working towards a specialization in environmental studies. Hopefully, when I'm done here, I'll probably take a year off and then go get my master's. After that, who knows, there's always doctorate programs and other stuff, but it's not really where I envision myself being in 15 years. Originally, I had taken a 2 years of community college before I transferred. I pretty much knew what I wanted when I transferred. Back when I was in 11th grade, I had worked a summer camp for the fifth graders in one of my local elementary schools, and I absolutely loved working with the kids. I loved working with them outdoors. You know, seeing the kids interact with something, you know, because I'm from the city. I mean, as much as I grew up country, with my aunt's property up north and all this other stuff, I grew up a block off of 8 Mile for the first, 12 years of my life. And then after that, I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit for the next 6 to 7 years of my life. And so to see these kids just, a lot of these kids had never even seen like wide open spaces of trees with the exception of the local parks. I mean, and to be actually interact with them, it was the greatest thing. And I'm a person that loves to be outside. I love to be outdoors, love to hike, love to fish. Have never hunted, but I probably will end up taking it up, especially since I think that's part of my major, to be honest. But, never hunted. But I've always loved just being outdoors and working with kids, and I think eventually that's pretty much the way I've always wanted to go. But I took these geology classes back my first year of community college and really fell in love with it. My first summer out of high school, I spent climbing through the Cascade Mountains. Spent 2 weeks with a class out there, and climbed Lassen Peak, climbed Cinder Cone, climbed some mountain, I forget the name of it, but it's a peak that overlooks Crater Lake. And the last, like the biggest cherry on top in the world, was we got to climb Mount St. Helens. And I mean, it's always sweet to look at the webcam pictures and to see the stuff, but actually climb up this thing. I mean, it's a 3.5. I mean, I made it up in 3.5 hours. My teacher made it up in 3. A couple other people made it up in 4 and 4.5. But to sit on top of this mountain where they only give out something like 75 passes a day to get to the top of this thing, and essentially you got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, hike 2.5 miles just to the base of it, climb the rest, and you have to make it in such a short period of time because it takes so long to come back down before dark. But you're sitting on top of this thing, and it's just the most humbling experience in the world. And really, it just kind of put things into perspective, I guess, because really we have no control over a lot of this stuff. I mean, yeah, we could tell when it's going to happen, this and that, but really, I mean, in the end, we're just along for the ride. I mean, just enjoy where it's going to take you. Enjoy where it's going to go. I mean, yeah, the jobs may be dead end for a while, but there's always something to gain out of it. There's always something to find. And I think just being along for that ride, just learning, just experience, just living. Someday I may get back there, someday I may not. I might not even make it out of college, who knows. But in the end, it's kind of like, I'm just going to be along for the ride. I'm going to take it wherever it'll take me. And let's see where these waters go. Peace. Silent out.